Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and welcome to a Monday, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
Well, you know, we're doing all right here. Like many people, we've had our group struck with the flu, so those of us who are well are trying not to get it, and those of us who have got it are trying to get well.
Exactly, like many people.
You bet. Well, as we went off into the weekend, as some of us were getting sick, two organizations announced that they had co-authored a bill to ban sex trafficking. The bill, written by Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery and Emua Alliance, had been introduced by Senator Suzanne Chun Oakland and Representative John Mizuno. It would convert Hawaii's promoting prostitution laws into sex trafficking. That would bring the state into line with 48 other states which outlaw sex trafficking in their criminal codes. And to talk more about what this bill would do, Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery Executive Director Catherine Jean is with us this morning by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Over the last several years, you've had several wins, a couple of near misses, but really looking to separate the victims from the Johns and to change the way we look at prostitution and really understand the difference between promoting prostitution, as we have laws that use those terms, and sex trafficking. What specifically are those differences?
Well, you know, the main difference is the current statute's inability to identify victims as victims with the label of prostitute. And we've been fighting that for a really long time. This effort to establish Hawaii's sex trafficking law has been a decades-long battle, and we are now one of two states left in the nation that lacks a definition for sex trafficking by statute.
Why do you think it's been such a long time before we could even begin to change that language, if in fact that happens? What's taken Hawaii so long if there are 40 other eight states who have changes in their criminal codes?
Well, basically, we're working against a major age-long and archaic paradigm shift. we're urging that anyway. And we now know that there's more to prostitution than just being a victimless crime, that it being like you heard the stereotype of it being the world's oldest profession. Well, it's the world's oldest oppression that we see now. And prostitution is highly linked to sex trafficking. It's almost impossible to kind of separate the two without real intense investigation and new lenses to look at the issue and each victim separately.
So aside from changing our attitudes toward the people who are involved, how does the change in law allow better prosecution? Because according to Honolulu City Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro, this isn't, in his mind, a good move.
Well, he's part of the old school, right? And the old school doesn't like any changes. It took us several years to reform the promoting prostitution code to what it is now, thankfully with Keith's help in the past. And when we started that change, even we came up with a lot of opposition during the Carlisle administration when he was mayor. You know, the old guard doesn't really like change, but change needs to happen because crime evolves. And now we see that modern day slavery is a multi-billion-dollar a year industry globally, probably more than $27 billion a year annually. That's by a conservative estimate. So it's really just kind of a It's long overdue, we feel. And the things that would help with this new law, or really this change of title of an existing law, would be to gather appropriate and accurate statistics of sex trafficking. Now, that would help funding purposes to provide funds for aftercare for survivors. Not only that, but it would enable law enforcement within the system to identify victims appropriately as victims and not as prostitutes. Never assume that law enforcement or anybody regarding a victim and her healing, the impacts of re-victimization within the system just by that societal bias of being called a prostitute.
As you mentioned a little earlier, that with Keith Conchero's help, in past you've been able to move the law to this point. Why do you think that he might not be helpful in going forward if it's a matter of an attitudinal shift?
It's really interesting. I think, you know, what I've noticed about prosecutors is that change threatens their ability to win cases. The prosecutor's office, you know, to their defense, are really overburdened with a lot of cases and not enough funding and not enough prosecutors to attack every case effectively and appropriately. We've seen that in the past with the inability to address sex assault cases appropriately. Well, that could be a mixture of maybe incompetence, but also lack of funding and lack of resources for the department. So any sort of change in statute is pretty threatening to the prosecutor's office because it might force them into court more often, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think that it's basically their job. But when you're stretched pretty thin, you kind of get a little bit more conservative about statutory changes.
And there's no way that it might keep them out of court more often if the law were changed to clearly delineate prostitutes as victims or more victim-oriented and then to be able to go after the Johns?
You know, our argument is that they're going to go to court anyway because in our experience, sex traffickers will always deny that they're sex traffickers. They will always deny that they forced anybody. So they will want to go to court. So, you know, really that question is kind of moot, but we've heard it from the prosecutor's office time and time again. But really, the bottom line is that, you know, Hawaii needs to have this defined because Hawaii is a major hub for sex trafficking. You see that in the many brothels that exist here, more than 100 in the Honolulu area alone, and they're operating as if they're legal businesses. That needs to stop. You see the increase of prostitution not only in Waikiki, but downtown in some areas in the North Shore and Pearl City, and a burgeoning increase in local children being recruited into sex trafficking and prostitution.
That seems to point right back to those who demand or whose demand keeps the sex trafficking moving forward. Specifically, you want to be able to go after Johns. Does this change allow you to do that more effectively than in past?
Yes, absolutely, because right now, and I'm glad you brought that up, right now, Johns, or the purchasers of human beings for sex, are included in the same criminal statute as potential victims, the girls trapped in the sex trade, prostitute or prostituted persons, like we prefer to say. They're included in the same statute. So a sex trafficking law would clearly define the prostituted person as a victim, allow us to disaggregate then the offense of buying somebody for sex, and then enable us to increase the penalty for solicitation of sex if you were a buyer.
This was just introduced. The bill was just introduced. Do you have any idea of when it'll be heard?
No, we don't, but we're pretty confident that it will be scheduled for hearing. It's been a hot topic for both judiciary chairs throughout the past years. So we'll see. I mean, I think this year we have a better shot than any other year in the past.
Well, we won't have all that long to wait to see if that comes true. Thanks very much for giving us a little time this morning.
No problem. Thanks, Bethann.
Thanks very much. Catherine Gian is the executive director and co-founder of the Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery. Her organization is the co-author of a bill to change the language in Hawaii's promoting prostitution laws to a more clearly defined sex trafficking statute.